Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment on Megillas Esther. There's a fascinating point that the Sefer Yosef Lekach makes on the next part of Mordechai's reaction. So Mordechai puts on sackcloth, Mordechai gives a long and bitter cry, and then Mordechai comes to the gate of the king to be able to send the communication to Esther. And so this commentary makes the point that Mordechai's long and bitter cry is a tefillah to Hashem. It's his first prayer to Hashem to save the Jews in this terribly dangerous time. First, he davens. Then he goes to communicate with Esther. And that is such a fascinating hashkafa point to think about in the Purim story. That, of course, we have to make our hishtadlus. We have to make our efforts. We have to try political connections and do everything we can to help ourselves in times of need. Famous quote, God helps those who help themselves. But we have to understand that if we are able to help ourselves, we have to view that as God answering our prayers. And he's helping us and he's giving us the opportunity to help ourselves through this avenue or that avenue. How many times, chas v'shalom, a person is ill, we have some other problem, we go to all the experts, and then we don't think of it exactly this way, but we sort of think of it this way. Okay, now that I've done everything there is to do, let me start davening, because that's really what we do when we're desperate. The salvation comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the most potent thing we can do is to daven to Hashem. Famously, Esther doesn't want to go into Ahasuerus to plea on the Jews' behalf. So, of course, there's a basic idea why she doesn't want to go into Ahasuerus. She's not supposed to go to him without being invited. The famous idea, you know the story. There's a whole other underlying issue, which is we know Ahasuerus wasn't Jewish. We know Esther was his wife. We know they lived together as man and wife. And the Gemara poses the question, how was Esther allowed to be with Ahasuerus, even if it's a very important thing, even if she might have been terribly punished, even if she would have been killed for not agreeing to be the queen? It's improper sexual relations. And the Gemara answers karka olam, that she was passive, and it was Ahasuerus was doing whatever he was doing. She wasn't doing the sin. But of course, the question is different if Esther comes to initiate contact with Ahasuerus, and maybe it will lead to marital relations at that meeting. And that's part of her hesitancy to go into Ahasuerus. So many commentators say, she says it's not kados, it's not like the law for me to initiate going into Ahasuerus. So the standard pshat of the pasuk is it's not like the law for the rules within the palace that he calls me, I don't call him, but maybe something else is going on. Maybe it's not halachically correct for me to do this. So Mordechai responds to her, the needs of the time, why it was permissible for her is a technical discussion that we don't have time for in this context, but it's an interesting thing to think about in the backdrop. Part of Mordechai's convincing Esther is he says, who knows if the Jews will be destroyed, V'at uveis avich tovedu, and you and your father's household will all be destroyed. What does he mean by that? So the standard pshat is, unfortunately we can certainly imagine the idea from stories from the Holocaust, Mordechai says to Esther, listen, if the Jews go down, who says you'll be safe? It doesn't matter what position you hold. If they decide to annihilate the Jewish people, one of these days they'll find out that you're on that list, and they'll get you too. But there's another pshat that the Vilna Gaon says in the Pesukim over here, which is Esther, if she doesn't save the Jews, is essentially being an accomplice to their murder. And it's a very serious thing to stand idly by when someone is in trouble. So whether or not Esther would be killed out by this purging of the Jewish people from the provinces of Ahasuerus, the point that Mordechai is making to her is, you will be committing a terrible sin by standing idly by, and you'll be punished for it. It's a very interesting musa to think about the importance of not standing by when terrible things are taking place. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.